Finally, we'll hear from Janet Clements. She tells of a time when Jesus' teachings played a central role in the healing of her son.
While my son was at school, when he was in 9th grade, he suddenly became unconscious. In order for him to continue in school, they required that he have a physical examination to determine what the problem was. The doctors said that our son had epilepsy. They told us that it was incurable and that there was medication that could be taken for this illness, but there were many side effects to the medication, and they did not recommend our son taking it. They did tell us to try and have him live as normal a life as he could. These bouts of unconsciousness would come upon him anytime, anywhere, at any moment. And so to live a normal life seemed to be almost impossible. Our son had had many healings through prayer to God, so it was very natural for us as a family to turn to God in this instance for healing. In praying about this Bible story in Mark of healing by Christ Jesus was so important to our family. It was just an inspiration as to how to go about healing. A father came to Jesus for a healing of his son, who was tormented with an apparently incurable illness. The father explained to Jesus that his disciples had not been able to heal the son. And so he, with great humility, asked the master to heal his son. Jesus said to the father, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And the father responded in tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." And then Jesus restored him to complete health. And it's interesting that after Jesus healed him, the disciples wanted to know why they were not able to heal the son. And Jesus told them in Matthew's account of his healing that it was because of their unbelief. And he told them, "If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." So, in Jesus' explanation to his disciples, he told them that we must have faith as a grain of mustard seed, and that there must be prayer and fasting. So these were the elements that we used in praying for our son. Now, the faith as a grain of mustard seed must be, to me, something more than just blind faith, but a real conviction of spiritual facts, a conviction of the allness and the supremacy of God, and of his dear love for his children. And then when I think about the prayer and the fasting part of it, I think that prayer is really that affirmation of God's supremacy and of his love, and that the fasting is not accepting in thought that which would deny God's supremacy, his goodness, and his love for his children. So this is how we proceeded in praying for our son. We had a Christian Science practitioner praying for him from time to time as well. Our son also realized that he needed to be praying for himself. And so he looked through the Bible and found passages that would be helpful to him. And also, he looked in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy to find thoughts that would give him peace and give him understanding. And he would write them on index cards and put them in his back pocket, and off he'd go to school. In praying about my son, it was important to me to understand more clearly that God is mind, that he's the source of all intelligence, that he's the power that governs the universe, including his children. And this was so helpful to me because I could see that if my son were a child of God, the image and likeness of God, that he expressed this divine mind, this divine intelligence. And this helped to lift off the fear that a material brain could govern him in a destructive way. I've also found it important to realize the presence of the Christ. These were all important in terms of bringing healing to this situation. During this time, the physical picture looked hopeless at times. It looked as if this would go on for his entire life, as the doctors had predicted. But still, there was the prayer and the fasting. And with each prayer, there was a continual and progressive understanding of the truth of this boy's heritage and nature as a child of God. And there was progress along the way with this healing. And one night, he seemed to be overtaken with a great fear that this illness would come upon him and render him unconscious. And I said to him with great conviction and certainty, right when this fear seemed to be screaming the most, "You are all right, right now." And I just repeated that to him, "You are all right." And by this time, I had gained such a conviction of the presence and the power of God's law, and that this law was operating for our son, and that it was causing him to be normal, to be free, and the fear just dissolved from his thought. He too glimpsed the presence of his perfection as a child of God. Over the next couple of days, the situation asserted itself again. And one night, when I was praying for my son, I saw that the angels of God's presence were surrounding this son and our home, and that nothing could enter the holy presence of God's angels, God's thoughts. And it's interesting to me that I talked to my husband a little later that evening, and he too felt that healing presence of God's angels. And with that realization of the presence of God's goodness, that brought the complete healing. There was no more unconsciousness of any kind. Our son went on to graduate from high school with honors. He went on to college and became an engineer and worked for a major corporation. There was a complete healing. And this healing has meant so much to our family through the years. It really shows to us the presence of God's love for his children.